I heard y'all missed me. Let's get into it, man. Said anything that you want to do, I'll do it. Tell me what the word is. Already. 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 Don't look no farther. Don't look no farther. Baby, I'm that. Yeah. Bring back. I'm here. Anything that you want me to, I'll do it. Cause I'll be your lover. I'll be your lover. I'll be your best friend. Yeah.
Feeling so blessed.
What? I'm back, baby.
Sugar, don't stress. Forget about the rest. Let's coincide. I'm back in your zone, baby. Back in your vibe. Now
I'm back. Did you miss me? Did you miss me, Shaboing Boing? Huh? This is the... Things About Green podcast. I am back at it, man. What's happening? What's up with y'all? How you doing? I know you missed me. I know I took a week off. I was trying to regroup. I was actually trying to step this fucking pod up. I need a little more time to get it right, but I got y'all. I'm trying to incorporate video into this. Trying to incorporate some live streaming elements into this. Just been hella busy, man, running around. I got a dog since I seen y'all last. Shout out to Kobe, you know what I'm saying? He's a Maltipoo. The mom is half Maltese, half poodle. The dad is full poodle. I'm trying to hold a sneeze in as I'm doing this right now. But yeah, he's been pretty cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit in the house too much, you know, maybe a couple times. But, you know, he good 80% from the field, you know what I'm saying? Shitting in and out the house. You know, you let him outside, he gonna take a shit, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Anything is better than in the house. If y'all got any potty training tips for dogs, please let me know. Please tell me so I can just let this nigga go on autopilot. We got a little playpen for him so he don't fuck shit up, but you know what I'm saying? I would like to have him just roam around the house and do his thing, but I know we ain't there. We just got his ass on fucking Thursday. Shout out to Grand National, man. We had a live performance that aired. Make some noise for Grand National. Shout out DJ Cliff out there in Portland, man. We headline Portland Music Festival, Portland Music Week. It was dope. We did a nice live performance from, I forgot the studio. Studio in Richmond, man. It was hella nice. Hooked it up. Shout out to Monty and them, man. I think Monty was tapped in with the studio over there. So Monty be tapped in a hella random ass studio. This nigga, I don't know what this nigga do for real. This nigga might be a motherfucking stagehand or some shit like that, or a carny or something like that. But yeah. So we did that, knocked that out. Shout out to Jane Hancock also. She fell through. Knocked it out. Amazing singer. Super talented. This Grand National shit, we've been getting a lot of love. I appreciate it. We also showed our live performance on the side of a building on some Kanye shit back when Kanye was still cool. We showed it on the side of the building in the town right by the Tribune building. So, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to innovate and take shit to the next level and bring y'all some real soul. Some real dope shit, man. I knocked out a couple of verses for the homies this past week for some undisclosed projects. And also got the Mo Green shit coming soon. Sooner than later. And I'm about to start dropping like motherfucking like Turf Talk shit. Motherfucking triplets, man. But Turf Talk didn't drop till like 5 years later, which was a trip. So you say you're gonna drop back to back like triplets, but they never really came like that, bro. So you know what I'm saying? Hopefully that doesn't jinx me. The same way his shit did. What else I want to get into? I told y'all on fucking the second episode. I don't know if it was the first, second episode that Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion. Nigga, hey. Bruh. How the fuck do you shoot Meg Thee Stallion, bro? What could she do? What could she do to make that nigga that mad? You know what I'm saying? What could she do to make you that mad? You shoot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot. Behind her, though. Nigga, you didn't see all that ass. That just made you that angry. You know what I'm saying? You want to shoot? Come on, bro. I don't even want to get into it that much. Just know that nigga's a fucking alien, bro. This shit not cool, bro. It's not cool at all. you know, motherfuckers be out here like, oh man, I don't know what, man, if she ain't no strap and you shot her, hey man, you on one. You tripping, bro. You couldn't control yourself around that woman like that, bro. You know, hey man, I know we all equal and shit like that, but it's just certain shit you shouldn't be into. You know, and I told y'all the second episode he did that shit, and some of y'all were still shocked, like, oh man, I didn't know he really did. She told you he did that shit when he first did it. And don't be calling back no fucking snitch either, because y'all niggas is the police too, like I told y'all a couple weeks ago. Y'all go to work every day, y'all pay y'all taxes, y'all call 911, y'all the police too. You feel me? Unless you off the grid and just only dealing Bitcoin or sell dope, you the police too. So cut it out, bro. Y'all ain't off the grid, y'all not a butt of all, y'all not none of that shit. On topic of police too, real quick, y'all gotta get that shit together, bro. I mean, there's nothing else I can even really say, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's to the point now where we're saying so much. Are they turning up because we're saying a lot right now, or is it always been turned up like this? Because, I mean, I do remember it always being turned up, but man, y'all going crazy right now. It's like, y'all don't care if the camera's on or nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got some kind of vendetta. And anybody out there talking about Blue Lives Matter is a fucking idiot, bro. That is a job, bro. Like, are you talking about are you Construction Lives Matter too or some shit? Are you like Barbershop Lives Matter too or something? Like, that is a job, bro. Y'all making it seem like these motherfuckers are a different race of people. No, that is a job. They clock in and clock out, bro. They clock in and clock out. So, I follow, I'm on Facebook, and I said this before, I probably regurgitate myself. I took a week off, so let me brief y'all on certain shit. I see a lot of teachers and shit I had back when I was in school, like middle school, all this shit, and they fucking racist, bro. Blue Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Make America great again. The again part is the craziest part. Do y'all not understand that? Like, yeah, make America great. I understand that. Let's make this motherfucker great. We live here. Let's make it great. Cool. Again, where are you talking? What period are you talking about? I need y'all to explain what period you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? And let's have a real dialogue. Any of y'all out there want to have a real dialogue and let me know what the again is. And just know, as we have an adult dialogue, I'm serious, I'm putting the APB up. If y'all know somebody out there who's a Trump supporter and hella rise, make America great again, I want them to sit down with me and explain the again part and just brief them that as soon as they get done saying the again part, I'm going to slap this shit out of them, bro. Okay, I'm going to slap this shit out of them just so, you know, they can get it out. They can explain it, but I'm going to slap this shit out of you, bro. Again, mother look like me. That shit ain't never been sweet, bro. Y'all better cut that shit out, bro. That's out. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Jacob Blake, man. Got shot in front of his damn kids trying to break a fight up. Don't show me the video, bro. I mean, I seen clips of the video. And, I mean, I feel you, bro. Some of y'all saying, you know, hey, man, motherfuckers got guns, so you tell your ass, stop moving. I feel you, bro. But if I don't got nothing that's about to kill you, bro, you shouldn't be trying to kill me, dog. I'm sorry. It just is what it is, man. It just is what it is. Y'all motherfuckers need to learn how to de-escalate shit. He was de-escalating some shit. That's why y'all even ran down there. I can't call it. I don't want to call it, bro. I don't want to make sense of that shit. I'm over it. I don't even know what else to say, bro. I'm over it, man. Y'all just be safe out there in these streets. All the hustlers out there, get your money, man. Be careful with that shit. Do not play yourself, because these motherfuckers are not playing with you, bro. And take your money and invest that shit and do something smart with it, man. Y'all motherfuckers running around with, you know what I'm saying, 100 bands, all this shit, bro. You don't own no property or nothing, bro. Lay low, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do, weather the storm, then pop up with some property, man. Own a piece of this earth, man. I don't know. It sounds like some bullshit anyway. Like, besides the Jacob Blake part, the rest of this shit is some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. I ain't had my drinks or nothing like that. But you know, I took a week off and get back into it. So you know what I'm saying? Like my nigga Bay Bash say, man. Hey man. Like you say, man, this is the All right, y'all, for the lyrical breakdown this week, I will be doing drama, left, right, left. classic hip hop record. Drama, Left, Right, Left. Let me look at the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the specifics on this record. Give y'all a little history if y'all don't remember this. I'm going to play you the record real quick, and let's get into, like, some of the details of the record, why I chose to pick this record. Y'all remember this? I remember that. All right. If you don't, man, I need to get out the house, man. Watch some daytime BET. I call that shit a daytime BET classic because there was certain songs and videos you never really saw unless you stay home sick from school. I put the No More Shopping Sprees. I put that on there as like a daytime BET song to where you'd be watching like Cedar's World. And you know, that shit came like the middle of the day. So unless you was home sick from school, you missed a lot of these videos. Miracle Bounce. That's, I'm going to do that eventually, but that's on my list for that. Yeah, just daytime BET music. Shit that just got running while everybody's at working at school. So unless you was home sick, you missed all these fucking songs. So this is one of those. hold on, let me look up some specs on the song. If y'all remember, this is the era where motherfuckers trying to be like Tupac and shit. Like, Drama had like a fake like Thug Life tattoo on his stomach, and he had like a grenade on that shit. It was just a wild time. Like, it was like Ja Rule before Ja Rule, but it wasn't Ja Rule. Like, he had a Drama instead of a Thug Life, and he had a grenade under it, which maybe he was in the military. I don't fucking know. Wikipedia says this was a single from Drama's debut album, Causing Drama. My cousin Ty, the only person I know that fucking bought this whole album, we listened to the song, but she went and bought the whole fucking album. But the whole album was like hella military themed songs. So, was he in the military, bro? Honestly, you can't look up anything about Drama. I hope he's okay. You know what I'm saying? We're in the middle of a pandemic. I hope he's all right. Oh, shit. Shorty Red did this beat? If y'all don't know, Shorty Red did a lot of shit for, like, Jeezy and shit, bro. That's crazy. I didn't know he did this beat. Shorty Red did the Drama Left, Right, Left beat? That's crazy. Okay, well, yeah, fuck me up with that one. Let's get into these lyrics, man. All right, it goes, left, 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 right, left. Get on up, get on up, get on up, right, left. He do that again. I'm not doing that shit again. Then he go, forward march. Then he gets it. Y'all niggas ain't ready for this 350 my Chevy 24/7 top drop brains without disappear like I'm Machiavelli. Boom. Told you niggas trying to be like motherfucking Tupac. I told y'all. Disappear like I'm Machiavelli. Y'all know what it was. He wasn't talking about Machiavelli. He was talking about straight Pac. You know what I'm saying? He gonna disappear like he Pac. R.P. Tupac if he did for real. You know what I'm saying? I know Vlad and shot a million motherfucking interviews talking about Tupac and shit. Man, hold on. Y'all niggas stop doing these fucking Vlad interviews, please. Like, go to Say Cheese or something, bro. Just stop fucking with Vlad, bro. This nigga was interviewing E-40, bro. And he was asking him about his family members who rap, who did music. And he was like, so it was just you and Sugar T, right? Nigga, do you not know who the fuck Muggsy is? D-Shot? Like, what are you talking about, bro? Be legit they cousin. That's different. If you niggas don't know about Muggzilla, X-Dope Dilla. Y'all niggas don't know Muggzilla, Silverback Gorilla, 3030 Records? Come on, man. The Mossy? I can't fuck with Vlad, bro. You say you from the Bay, nigga, you a piece of shit. Straight up, nigga. If you don't know nothing about none of that history, bro, cut it out, bro. I can't do this shit with niggas no more. Stop taking the culture and running with it if you don't know what the fuck we doing in it, man. Should I get that shit out? All right, back to Drama. Drama got me turned up today, boy. Drama got me turned up, man. You know what I'm saying? Drama got me turned up, nigga. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? Left, right, left on a nigga neck, nigga. All right. Let's go. He go 187, Timberland boot, disposing of these leather gloves, ski mask on with a Chinese chopper and an ammunition to start a war. M-I-M-I-L-I-K. About face time to the rear. Nobody move till I say. Get ready to ride, no need to cry. Hope y'all niggas ain't scared to die. You can die here, we hanging things. A-T-L-A-N-T-A-G-A, that's where I stay. March! If y'all niggas don't know, apparently he's from Atlanta. He was early on the Atlanta movement. Ski mask with a Chinese chopper and ammunition started war. So apparently he's trying to go to war with somebody. He never really says who he's talking about. He just like, he might be one of them dudes who's just on some survivalist shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's one of them guys who has like hella cans of cold beans and hella rice in his house. You know what I'm saying? A lot of tuna and sardines and shit like that. Because he never really says who his target is. He's kind of like, yo, I'm ready for war. Maybe this is a song for survivalists. Maybe he's not really a gangster rapper. Maybe he's more of a doomsday prepper. You know what I'm saying? I never thought about that. Maybe he's like a doomsday prepper. Maybe this is not, the song isn't as aggressive as I thought it was. Maybe he's really just like, yo, you guys need to prepare for 2020 because it's going to be kind of crazy. And he's telling you right now, I hope y'all ain't scared to die because coronavirus. Is he a visionary? Is he a prophet? I don't know. Oh, I'm crossing some lines. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm crossing some lines. Excuse me. I'm just saying. He go back to the hook. Left, 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 right, left. Get on up. All right, we got that part. Okay, cool. Next verse. On the grind, handling mine, on that shit till my dying day. Keeping it real, keeping it trill. Never catch me without the steel. I told you. Doomsday prepper. And it sounds like he has a concealed carry permit. Because I know he's an upstanding citizen. I know he's not breaking the law by illegally carrying a firearm. On the grind, handling my on that shit till my dying day. He talks about dying a lot in this song, too. Like, everything is too, like, the first verse, hope you niggas ain't scared to die. You can die here. We handling things. Like, we're dying where? Why are you talking about death so much? But if you're a doomsday prepper, I assume you assuming that, you know, niggas about to start dying. So maybe that's what it is. Where we at with it? Keeping it real, keeping it true, never catch me without the steel. God be roll is where I trap, putting to work like a 9-to-5. Stay game tight, left on right. All my troops stay true, all right? Okay. This is not really too much lyrical dexterity, as my nigga Trail would say. Nah, it's not too much of that on here. Putting in work 9-to-5, stay game tight, left on right. All my troops stay true, all right? He got a deal and probably made some bread off this shit. And me, I'm over here trying to put all this shit together for y'all. And y'all don't give a fuck. Like, how many y'all listen to my last EP, Happy Birthday to Me, on Bandcamp, mogreen.bandcamp.com? Y'all ain't even gonna listen to that. Go listen to that right now, please. Because I'm putting in work, and this nigga ain't saying nothing. He was on TV every day. Come on, man. Come on, bro. What I gotta do? Y'all let me know what I gotta do in the comments. Let me know what I gotta do. Please. T-I-G, H to the T, 2-D-E-F, that's me. P-A-P, E to the R, C-H-A-S-N-E. Come on, man. Type to death. He a paper chaser, you know what I'm saying? That's what he do. That's what he on. And that's until my D to the Y, I-N-G, D-A-Y. Now get your gats and get on up and come on and join my infantry. All right. Now he's recruiting. All right, cool. So the first verse, he kind of let y'all know that I'm a doomsday prepper. Next verse, please come with me to my, you know what I'm saying, doomsday prep meetings, which is somewhere on Gobby Road. It's a lot of little trinkets in here, you know what I'm saying, on Gobby Road. Putting in work like a 9-to-5. So he's on there from 9-to-5 on Gobby Road doing street clinics, teaching you guys how to doomsday prep. It's not that gangster if you think about it, man. I'm trying to tell you, like, it's like a good guy. Drama, you a good guy, man. Now, this part of the song is my favorite part of the song. I would call my cousin, but she on some birthday cruise with her wife. And are they doing something? Her birthday tomorrow, so shout out to Ty. I love you, Ty. Happy birthday. Let me see. This is my favorite part of the song, but let's get to it. Come on. No, not that part. All right, let's do it. We're going to do it right here. A-T-L-A-N-T-A-G-A. That's where I S-T-A-Y until my D to the Y I-N-G-D-A-Y. Back to the A-T. L-A-N-T-A-G-A. That's where I S-T-A-Y until my D to the Y-I-N-G-D-A to the motherfucking Y for March. That's my favorite part of the song, y'all. That's why I picked the song. Y'all want to know why I picked it? Because that part of the song, that's my favorite part of the song, but I love that part of the song, man. And when I finally got it down, I felt like the fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can't do that part. I do that part every time. That's the best part of the song, bro. And that's what put him on. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to end the damn lyric breakdown right there. Because I need y'all to practice that. If y'all could do it, send me a video of y'all doing it. How about that? Let's start a little Things About Green thing right there. Look up Drama Left, Right, Left and knock out that bridge right there. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a third verse. It's kind of just like a little bridge. So knock that out. Atlanta, GA, that's where I stay until my dying day. That's where he was spelling out. Y'all have fun with that. Like I said, this is the
Things About Green, yeah.
All right, y'all. I don't really have a phone call this week. Like I said, I'm keeping it short this week, man. I just wanted to tap in with y'all and really just say thanks for supporting the pod. Shout out my nigga Phil, you know what I'm saying? Who shout, you know, me out for keeping y'all abreast on the WNBA and what's going on like that. How they're doing with their, you know what I'm saying, Black Lives Matter, Say Her Name campaign. I'm a huge WNBA fan. I urge all y'all to support WNBA, support the women hoops. Y'all want to protect women, do all this and that all the time, but y'all don't support the hoops. Support them, man. It's great basketball. Yeah, they not dunking this and that, but it is what it is. It's great hoops. That shit sound boosy as fuck, what I just said, my nigga. Just watch the WNBA shit. I'm trying to keep it cool and shit. I'm trying to stop cussing on here as much, but it is what it is. I'm just in my room talking to y'all, bro, like y'all my partners, because most of y'all are my partners who listen to this podcast. I appreciate y'all for even listening. I'm keeping it short because next time y'all see me, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a video live stream. So follow me on all social media platforms. I'm going to keep y'all updated on my setup. I built this whole computer to Twitch stream, and I haven't been using it since I bought this house. You feel me? Slight flex, you know what I'm saying? I haven't really been using it, so I need to take advantage of that. I don't know if you hear that shit squeaking in the back. That's Kobe squeaking a little ball in the back. That's my dog name. My dog name is Kobe. Yeah, man, that's it, man. That's all I got for y'all this week, man. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, man, that shit sound boosy as hell. I need to call somebody, but I'm not. I mean, or you know what's funny? All right, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I just patching this part in. I tried to call like four people, bro. Nobody answered the phone, all right? I guess I got to call them beforehand and let them know I'm about to call them or what. I don't know, bro, but I love y'all for even listening this far. I promise the quality not about to fall off. This shit's only going to get better from here. I just wanted to tap in because I missed last week. Like I said, I was trying to hopefully have my video shit set up by then, but I don't. But I will. I promise y'all I will, man. I'm no cat shit. I'm not about to count on this podcast. Not cat on the music. Nigga just been busy, man. A little update. So check out my music. Check out anything, you know what I'm saying, y'all might have missed. I know a lot of y'all rock with me. Y'all see me post online. But we all see somebody post something online, bro, just click it if you really rock with them, bro. Just click it. The same way I listen to this podcast, go listen to my music when I drop, man. I'm not begging y'all to listen to this shit. I'm just telling you it's dope. You're missing out if you're not listening. Because nobody really fucking with me out here. But you know what I'm saying? Niggas going stupid. Shout out to the whole out crowd. Shout out Grand National. You know what I'm saying? Anything I'm a part of, we just killing shit. Nobody fucking with me or us right now, bro. We going crazy. And that's it, man. That's all I got to say this week, man. I love y'all. Thanks for the support. And thanks, you know, for everything. Like I said, video next week. And we going stupid, man. This is the
Things Up.